Next week in Hanukkah, it's not going to be that. Next week is going to be the week after Hanukkah. We saw last week. I'm going to open up the sugya. Sugya Gedil and the Adam. The Adam, in definition, the Chepta, an unfinished product. He's made in a tzura that and his koyches doylem that are here b'koyach and they're waiting to be accessed. That's the tzura sodom. And we saw that in that whole sugi, that all avodah, it's one of the ikar koyches that allows us to access those kaychas is the saints. And that sugya, Avraham Avinu was called the Adam HaGadol Ba'anokim. In the Torah's Adam, in the sugya for Adam, he was a Gadol Ba'anokim. He was able to maximize and realize and access all the potential, all the oitzis agnuzim that he had, the seichai. And we saw that in that sugya, B'teich v'sugin, the same B'teich nisayim. In this transition, M'nekeyach al-apoyel, which is Me'in Nebriya Chadosha. So B'teich, in the middle of the nisayim, which is a greater mavak, it's a greater struggle for the Baal nisayim. So B'teich nisayim is a certain difficulty in that the Baal nisayim feels that his metzias is being really attacked. It's being threatened. Says where the Eivishta wants to bring him after the Nisayim. If you write to the Baal Nisayim, he doesn't see us as Hakayim. He doesn't see himself, it's not me, it can't be. But forget, that's the Koyach of the Nisayim. If he's able to be Eivid bin Nisayim, the Nisayim could be Moiti, the Koyach of the Poel, a different Metzias that he thought he was. We saw there's two Madragas in them. This first of all to make a person, to take a person, to make him into Be'etzim and Adam, and Adam HaTorah. And then the Torah could, even more than that, make a person, make a mensh Be'etzim, bring out Koyches and Amalim and HaTeva. And that was the two Lechlechos, the Lechlecho, that Avram went erase him his Metzias that was Be'etzim before he became an Av. And then after he became an Av, he grew to Madragas, then not humanly Shaykh. And that vice is all bekoyach the ganze zeit. It's all bekoyach. I want to focus a little bit tonight. I want to help me serve for a little bit. This past expression of Yosef Tzadik to Chanukah. See how a sugya, this sugya, that nisayim b'teichin nisayim, where the nisayim be'etzim threatens be'etzim the kiyum of the mensh. It's mamish nagia to inyan diyim. Is if v'us the gemar nagia to this past expression. More human than Flamin Heim and Vey says, Tanur Abona, Oni Va'oshi V'Rosh Abayin L'Din. The three people, they come to the Din. And each one has somebody who's Mechayiv them. Each one has a Taina. Makadosh Baruch Hu asked them, if Neymat Lo Yisach to B'Torah, Tchilas Din Yishal Odom, is on Torah. Makadosh Baruch Hu asked them, they each have a Taina, they each have a good excuse why they won't raise a B'Torah. And state that Rosha, who's Mechayiv a Rosha? Yosef Atzadik. Yosef Atzadik is Mechayiv as a Rosha. Rosha, I'm in love. If an Imalo is Sakta Vitor, Im Omar, no ha Yisi Vitor be Yitzri. Not the Terz. No ha Yisi Vitor be Yitzri. Because I'll pick the Dugma. Any Dugma that a person has, a Greasy Yitzahara, is based on one of his tendencies, one of his characteristics. Not the Greasy Yitzahara. And he couldn't hold up. He couldn't stand it. He couldn't be Yomid in this side. Noah Yisi Vitar Bi Yitzri. So Oimim Loi, Klum Noah Yisi, Miyazit. Yosef is Mechayim as a Roshayim. Omer Lava Yosef Atzadik. Bechol Yoyim Vigoyim, who is a Ashes Paitifar Mishadlasa Bidvarm. Begodim. Bidvarm. Begodim Shalosh Shalosh Shachas, Shalosh Shalosh Arvis. She tried to entice him. Bidibur. She changed the Begodim constantly. Begodim Shalosh Shalosh Arvis, Shalosh Shalosh Shachas. Omer Loi Shomali. Omer Loi Lav. The Gemara is Metayer, Mehemshech, how Yosef Atzadik try to protect himself against the Zizoy. The state at the end, Leirot Lishmoel, Lishkavetz, Lamazel, Yasimal, Mabo, Nimsa, Hillel Machaives, Anim, Rebelez Machaives, and Machaives, Rishim, Yosef Machaives, Rishim. And the Gemara is a pillar in here. Where's the pillar in here? State of the Pshutah. The Yosef Atzadik is Machaive, that it can't be, you didn't have a greater aggressor in his strength than Yosef Atzadik. Yosef Atzadik, the more we hear is. Mamish says, people in the Yam of the Nisayanis and the Medrash is Marich, the kinds, the different tatzdikis that Eishes Platifa did to try to seduce Yosef HaTzadik. And he was Oymid bin Nisayan. So, Nimsa, Yosef is Mechayev as Roshayim. But the Lechoyah is a Dvar Pele. Lechoyah, Yosef is Mechayev as Roshayim, Yosef is a Raya Lista. Yosef is a Raya Lista, Yosef is Mechayev as Roshayim. Shtetan Pasik. Vahi Kedarbel Yosef Yoyim Beloy Shama Leah. Lishka Vetzel Yosim, but he became Yoim Hazeh. Came Yenadeh, Rashi says everyone left. There were only them two at home. But Yovi Abai Salasis Malachte, what says Yovi Abai Salasis Malachte, Zakashi? Rav Shmuel, Chalam Malachte Mamish, Vichalam Malasis Tzrochov Imo, Chalam that he was a forget, he was ready. Last Malachte Imo means, here's the time, yeah, that's it. After all the long Mahalach of his James. And Eish Paitifa brought Yosef was finished. Yosef couldn't make it anymore. Zeo ad kan. He was ready to be Nichshol B'chet. Ella, so what happened? Oh, if he was ready, so what happened? What happened at the end? Sheniris aloy d'mus t'yukna yishalovit. Did Yosef decide to say that? So she said, forget, Yosef was Nichshol, that's it. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he allowed Yosef to do it, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he came special Shiat Dishmaya, that it was Niris aloy d'mus yishalovit. He saw Yaakov Avinu. Yavali, the Eberster would tell me, if I come and I have a tiny Yitzhar, I would tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't. If every time I open the computer screen also, so my Mashkiach from high school also would pop up on the screen. When Chaim Kanievsky would pop up on the screen also, Gavali, I also would be Nichshol. But Yosef HaTzadik put Fakert, he was going to be Nichshol. He was Mechayev as a Roshayim. How was he Mechayev as a Roshayim? He wasn't Ayim Ben Yisrael. So, I want to come to some Mahalik in this. First, let's go around a bit into Chanukah. The Nes of Chanukah is clear. The Gemara's Maram is in two Nisim. There was the Nes of Melchama and the Nes of Pach HaShemesh. Over in every the Nes, what was the Nes? The Nes was coming to be Matzal Klal Yisrael from Mitzara. Golos Yavan. In Golos Yavan, they were Goyz Xeris. Various, many Xeris, Lashkicham Teresecha, Lavir Mechuki Ritzoynecha, many different types of Xeris. Dr. Volbe, the Alamo of the Fashvein, in the current events, yeah, what everyone, the bystander, what he saw was, he saw the Muhammad, and he saw the Neis Pach HaShemin, and that was what made news. Over the previous Enyonim, Alamo of the Fashvein, what causes the Tzar, and what causes the Yeshua? It wasn't just a circumstance of events. There's something in the Ruchiniyistika Marechet, in the Ruchiniyistika system that causes the Tzara. And when that's Mitzukan and that's Mitzukan, that brings the Yeshua. So the Kanimah, this is the Bach. What was the Bach in the beginning of the Chanukah? It's got a lot of Nekudas in the Bach. The Bach, Hashem, is coming to explain the Maram Rumberg. Maram Rumberg, Shtel Zavek, a chilek between Chanukah and Purim. In Purim, there's an Inyan. Laharbis Besuda. Harbis besuda boss of yain, and then Chanukah there isn't betzim. Ikur the milsa ikur echi of suda. Dr. Ram Rumberg is a big chilk. What was the shakl of Atarya? What was the din of dvar? Every single tzar in the Yeshua there's something. There's a tiny on Klal Yisrael. There's something at stake. There's a tzar and then there's Yeshua. In Purim the nidin was the gufas of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, they were threatening Klal Yisrael's existence. Physical existence. That's what that was the need. And the Yeshua was chal in that. However, in Chanukah, Zokta Bach, the Yevonim were coming, Yadua, they were coming not to threaten and to obliterate the Etzem, its existence of Klal Yisrael, the physical life, and they were happy, they would be misyavim. Well, no, what they couldn't stand was the Avodah of Klal Yisrael. The Bach of it brings Kamim Medrashim. They wanted Mevatel the Menorah because the Menorah, the Avodah of the Menorah, is what gives Klal Yisrael Nitzchis. They were coming to Mevatel Mesuyim the Menorah. That's what they were coming. Again, all those Gzeris, they were there, they were coming, they were behind the scenes. Mazlul Lechazi, that's what they were trying to knock out. They were trying to knock out the Menorah. They were trying to knock out Avodah Klal Yisrael. Torah Shalapeh, the Kamim Yish Laharich, not in the Indian yet. But they were coming to knock out the Avodah of Klal Yisrael. Avoid of Klal Yisrael. Zucht the Bach. Where was the Mokum Tor for? What were they coming to attack? How were they allowed to attack? How could you come and attack Klal Yisrael? How could you start up with Klal Yisrael? Goy Echad Baretz. How could you start up with Klal Yisrael? The Teretz is Zucht the Bach. The Vesrash Tuba Avayda. That was the Mokum Tor for. That was the Mokum Achiza. That the Gzeres Yovon had a Mokum to be Oyches and Klal Yisrael, the Mispasha and Klal Yisrael. Because it's swashless and we'll see about what does that mean, it's swashless and Vayda. And Zoch the Bach, so what happened? Yeah, the Bitoy was the Nesa Pach Shemin. The base of Pach Shemin is not going to take away from swashless and Vayda. You have to misakin the Siba Sakzeira. That's the only way the Nes of the Pach Shemin, the Nes of the Muhammad is going to come back. What was the Tikkun? Zoch the Bach, the one we do it. That when Kishabo Chashmanoi, Mumasru Nafshayu, Ala Vayda, when they came, there were moiser nefesh on the avoida. Yevonim said, we're going to take away avoida from you. You could live. Oh, you could live not as a true avoida. You can't live with the avoida of a yid. You can't live b'toras an oivad Hashem. And they were moiser nefesh. And they said, no, we're not going to exist without being an oivad Hashem. We're not willing to exist without being an oivad Hashem. When they were moiser nefesh, they were mesakin, they were mafkia, they took away that esrash was b'avoida. When they took away that esrash was b'avoida, that brought the reason. There was a srashless Bavoida, there was a serious nefesh of Bavoida, and that brought the Nisim. So what was Shtelling back in the Likud Vorm was saying now is based on Rabbi Ruchim Das Chochma Musar. It's a Maimer Gimel, Chelik Aleph, Maimer Gimel, and Maimer Kuv Vav. Vav is Moisir from Tzaratim together, being Moisir made a little beer. Rabbi Ruchim Shteltoch, Shtei Da in the Bach, Shtei Da the Nis Chanukah. That mysterious nefesh sprouts nisim. As though even in the physical world, you know, you think you plant an apple seed, so some sprouts an apple tree. You want to know what is the seed, what sprouts nisim, what brings nisim, what brings nisim in this world, what grows nisim. What brings a hanog of lamalam and ateva, mysterious nefesh, brings nisim. Klal Yisrael needed an ace. Klal Yisrael needed a new hanoga to bring him out of the choshech of Golus Yavon. What was needed was, there was a srashas on Avodah, the connected that was Mesirus Nefesh al Avodah. Baruch Hashem Shalom Nacha Gemara. Come on, Brachas Tavchal from Furash Gemara. Gemara says, Ma'ishna Kamoi, Yisvachash Lun Yisa. Ha'anan Lo Yisvachash Lun Yisa. Tanoim were talking, you can hear the Mashmoy's Dvarim was, there was a drought, and they were davening for a very long time. And Mapidere HaTeva, there was a drought, and they were davening for Yeshua. And they weren't Zeichet Yeshua. And they weren't Zeichet Yeshua. And Doris Tzurik, he used to daven, he used to take off his coat to daven, and all of a sudden already the rain started coming down. What happened? What's the difference? The Gemara says, the difference is, Kamoi Mosru Nafshai HaKadushas Hashem. They were Moisir Nefesh. They were Mekadosh Shem Shemayim Moisir Nefesh. And Agav over there, so we got this soon, Mesiris Nefesh wasn't life or death. The Gemara brings a dugma. One of the Tanoim was Moisir Nefesh, a mitzvah techacha. It was a mitzvah techacha. There was a lady, there was a prutza walking in the street. And Tanoim Mamish came out, tackled her. Mamish came out, tackled her, and it was Sakona. And Sakona, the security, the government could have put him, who knows what they could have done to him. He was Moisir Nefesh, a mitzvah techacha, one of the mitzvahs of Tarek mitzvahs. Oh, there was a mysterious Nefesh and avoid this Hashem. There was a mysterious Nefesh and avoid Hashem, and that brings Nisim. Zakar Bruchim just, Nachamom is that. Mysterious Nefesh brings Nisim. What's the pshah? We want to open up the sugi. Ruchim says, a nifl dikki yisrael. What does it mean, Mesiyus Nefesh? Brings, sprouts nisim. How does Mesiyus Nefesh megala nisim? There's mamish parallel to the sugi we're dealing with in Mesiyanis. Look at Ruchim, what is nes? What is nes? What is a nes? Malam and a teva. Anhogal malam and a teva. What happens? Magalam al min ateva. Hakadosh Baruch Hu brings an ace from left field. Was never there. Was something that we. Where does it come from? Magalam al min ateva. So Rabbi Ruchem, Magalam al min ateva. It's not something that comes. It's an ayibriya yitzir chadasha. Or maybe the two different times in the world, Hakadosh Baruch Hu had to be meshesh mebereshes. Was had to be buried certain things. But the regular malachanisis is part of the bria. It's in the bria. It's always in the bria. No, we don't see it because it's in the mamakim of the bria. It's in the mamakim of the bria. What is teva? What is teva b'chlam? Teva. Is teva something constricted? What is teva? Teva is also rotzen Hashem. Kolashen ayedu ashol chazanish. Teva is the rotzen Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Atmidi. It's a rotzen atmidi. But it's also rotzen Hashem. Mi sha'amal Hashem in the yadik, yom yilchem in the yadik. Hakadosh Baruch was the reason why oil lights. The same Hakadosh Baruch that said that oil can light. The same price it could say, chayim it's light. Rotzen Hashem is mugbul. Rotzen Hashem is not mugbul. There's no confined system that be'etzim rotzen Hashem be'etzim is mugbul too. No, the same rotzen Hashem that is in the world created hagbala kol teva. So Baruch Hu Zalashon. Teva is a hagbola, a gvul, a boundary. But the Baruch Hu said, if you take an oil and you put it in a glass and you measure it and figure out this usual burns for half an hour, it's going to burn for half an hour. That's what the Baruch Hu said. It's going to burn for half an hour. That's part of the gvul. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, normally when a person sticks out the arm, it doesn't go farther than the arm goes. That's it. You can't go farther than your arm. You can't stick it your arm farther. Oh, but there's a hanhogel l'malam in a teva. What does that mean? In Hogel Malam and Teva means the same Rotzen Hashem that said a half an hour's worth of oil could burn for half an hour. It could say no, there's no rule, keep on going. What's the difference? No, nothing. It doesn't stop. What happened? New oil came, a new cut. No! HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the gvul. The gvul. No, usually there's a gvul that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away. He unveils and unleashes the koyach, hapnimi, the Rotzen Hashem. The Rotzen Hashem in the ganze bria is what gives the koyach to the bria to be kai. La oyum dva Hashem nitzu b'shamayim. It's the dva Hashem that gives the ganze teva state. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mechadesh, b'kol yom tomit, mechadesh b'dvoy yom tomit, the ganze bria is. That same bria says, it says usually stop, and now it says no, there's much more. You think that's all you see, there's much more. Basya Baspari sticks out his hand. No, it can go. Yeah, usually a hand can only go as far as it normally is, but it can go, no, it can go. No, no. He goes, oh, 25 feet, 50 feet, 75 feet. No, no, no. Teva is gvulis. Zokta Viruchan is mamish nusach, the same as chois we saw in the Ramban. He says, Nes is when the bekoyach and the bria kum tarois, gate before you, that's what Nes is. It's not v'nesati l'cho nesless noise, it's like a banner. A banner, a Kadosh Baruch Hu Nes, he raises it up. Before the banner was raised up, it's not there, the banner's there, just raising it up. It was always there. The Hanoga Nesis is always there. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's the Ruchim saying? This was the Nes Pach Hashem. L'chor, Dvorim, Matimim, Mezozoktim, Hashem, Abchaim. Abchaim said, Shan, the Nes of Hanukkah, the Nes Pach Hashem. Kama Nukudis, where is Shalavak, when it's a zoo after. One of the kashas they ask is that there seems to be a machalik Yishonim and an Ochis. If you have something that was created, if you have a physical Metzias that was created not in a natural way. So is that kosher for mitzvahs? Is that kosher for an Ochis? Is that kosher for mitzvahs? Is that kosher for a mitzvah? So we should do Yishonim and Mashmash with Nisht. They ask, Chorah. It was a nice Pach Hashem, and how was it kosher for Halakhah Menorah? Halakhah Menorah is a din, it's an avodah. How was it kosher? Zokta Reb Chaim said that the nice Pach Hashem, it wasn't a nice in quantity, it was a nice in quality. What does that mean? From a zogin benusach, that mahalach, the beisayisim, the miri, that they mahalach, they didn't put all the nice, all the oil in the first night. They mahalach the oil a little bit for each night, a little bit for each night. But there's a shir in Menorah that's supposed to light me'er vad boiker. And that creates a certain amount of shir. They mechalik it each night. So Chaim is saying it's not pshat. The first night, they had left it at half an hour's worth of oil. It's not pshat. After half an hour's oil, it ran out, and all of a sudden, new oil came out from Shemayim. No, that same half an hour of oil just kept on going. Just kept on going. That's it. It wasn't new oil. It was the same half an hour of oil. That same amount of oil. It just all of a sudden. It's the grech. It went weiter. It went weiter. It went weiter. Ah, the Erev HaBoker. Kadosh Baruch Hu took away, unveiled the Gvuros. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, usually there's a Gvur. That was the name of Pasach Hashem. Zokt Rabbi Yeruchim, what brings out such an Hoga Mitzar HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What brings out such an Hoga Mitzar HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesiris Nefesh. What is Mesiris Nefesh? Doesn't necessarily say the word Nesiris, we'll see this Mamash HaSugya. Mesiris Nefesh, Zokt Rabbi Yeruchim, this is Lashon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is when a person pushes his koiches ad say gvuloi, ze apirusha mesiris nefesh. Zok tevi ruch, mesiris nefesh is not only to give up your life for avodas Hashem. That's one zero, it's not so common. Mesiris nefesh is negeya in every single zloshon, is every single one of the tarik mitzvahs, and every single chilek avodas the fees is zayin zayin gedor. What is mesiris nefesh? We're going to say in our shpach, mesiris nefesh is our sugya. Mesiris nefesh. A person is set up in a matziv. They set up in a matziv where his life is at stake. He's forced. His shayla is, what's more important to you? Avodas Hashem or your life? Zok to Rabbi Yeruchim. Is rashlus ba'avodah means pirush. Doesn't mean they were coming 10:30 to the base of Mikdash. That's crap. They were coming at dawn. I wasn't rashlus ba'avodah. Rashlus ba'avodah means they weren't maximizing their full potential on Avodas Hashem. They weren't giving it their all. They weren't pushing themselves ad k'sei gvulay l'man kavod Hashem, l'man avodas Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them in a matziv, a mesiris nefesh. This is what he wanted to bring out. And Kinnir, like we keep on talking about, that's the only thing I could have brought it out. They needed to get out of this stupor, to get out of this matziv, that they weren't being maximized in the k'sei nefesh. To get out of this rashi avodah, they needed to be put in a matziv, where they were stuck back against the wall. All of a sudden, they were faced with a brera, a bechira. Yeah, well, most of the time we're not faced with this. That was not davening, avoida, Torah. All of a sudden it came very clear. Either you die or you continue learning. If you die, you can continue like the Torah. What do you choose? And at that point, a person when he's faced first with thought with a real shalom mitzvah nefesh, that is the biggest steer to a person's mitzvah. A person to be mitzvah nefesh means to choose to die. Any human being, anyone knows anything about themselves, you don't have a tfisa of the world without you. You don't have a tfisa of the world existing without you. Your whole mitzvah exists within you, within yourself. You're asking me to choose to not live. Ain't like a stira to a person's mitzvah. That's a great attack on my mitzvah. You're put against the wall, the chashmonei are put against the wall. What do you mean? To give up my life for Avodas Hashem? Oh, but that was an assayin. And mitzvah nefesh means, yeah, you put yourself, I say gvul, and you said, I'm willing to go. I'm willing to jump out of my lech lecha, jump out of my previous mitzvahs. Where do I go out of my mitzvahs? Zok to Rabbi Yeruchim, the second you get to that stage, where you push your koiches in the mensch, when the mensch pushes himself, ad k'sei gvuloi, so he is megale within himself and within the bria. Sometimes within himself, sometimes in the bria, he's mezala, naya koiches. Because the Shmuel takes off the gvulis. He takes off the boundaries. He uncovers, he takes out the boundaries that there isn't a bench. The Chaloshim could all of a sudden fight against Giborim. The Ma'atim could all of a sudden fight against Rabbim. Not Shaykh, the numbers, it's not beyond that Musagim, what went on there. Oh, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes off the boundaries that there is within the Odom and within the Oil, another Oil. What we're seeing over here is, Ruchim Shtelling Ravek, the Mahalach of Nes and Teva. Is the exact parallel to the mahalach of the amida of the nisayin, and the jump that the nisayin, the befoil that the nisayin is coming to bring on the person, that's the exact parallel. That is the exact parallel to the nes, to teva and the mahalach of teva. The same exact chazal, they talk about nes and it says v'sati l'chol nesless noises, and it appears nes a nes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a banner that. Mamish, the same exact lashon Chazal say about a nisoyin. Bereishis Rabba, Nunhei. Nesati chon neisles noises. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham, I'm going to give you neis, I'm going to raise you up like a batter, gidulin like a gidulin. The same exact musa. It's lahoitzi al apoyol, something that, again, beforehand, you didn't think it was there. Same exact thing. Ad kan. Oil only lights a half an hour. Yeah, I can't do that. That's not me. But if you push, and you say, I'm going to go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting me in the sun, I'm going to push myself, I'd say gvula. All of a sudden, you thought that wasn't there, all of a sudden, oh, the boundaries are up. can't say Akanim. Getting back to Yosef HaTzadik, L'chori, this is the Pshat Yosef HaTzadik. And this is the Olimit Devarim. What does it mean that Gemara says that Yosef is Mechayos Rishon? So we asked, L'chori, Pufakarek, Yosef was Nichshon. So I'm Mitztar from Nochakashim. So it's Pashat Shav, basic Shav Gemara. Pashat Shav, what Shaychus? Is Yosef, there's a near worse I can have to Yosef HaTzadik. Who are you comparing? You're comparing, a Chamor to Malach. Chazanish, I don't have no Musagim. Triple max, and I don't even say the numbers, I don't even know how many quadruple it. A million times. Yosef HaTzadik is Mechayev me. What Shaykh is that little me? Yosef HaTzadik and me. What are you talking? The answer is it's clear. The Gemara doesn't mean to say that Yosef HaTzadik and Hillel and Velezim and Charsim is Mechayev for us to get to the same production as they got to. I'm not talking about production. Production, they were giants. And when they pushed and they used their koiches, they Mustafa could have more production than me. I'm not trying to do the mitzvahs with the same shlemus as they did, and the amount of mitzvahs, and the amount of people. That's not what the sugya is talking about. The sugya is this nekuda. The ani comes to din, and the usher comes to din, and the rasha comes to din. I was fair. How many times I talk to Baruchim? You know, I don't admit this to me as much as me, but Baruchim, it doesn't. That's it. I can't. You know, I got hooked on this internet thing, and I can't get out of it. I can't. I'll check. Sami. I'm passing. I don't see any way out. I'm picking this design. It's a lot of what makes sense. And then I just turned this 2 days to a man in Shalom Bayis. The man rabbi went to, he got a get. But a young man who said he can't, he was not going to make it. This is advice we can call him all this year. How many times do we hear a person, we're not going to make it. There's no way I'm going to be able to make it. There's no way I'm going to be able to make it. There's no way I can stand in this design. There's no way I can do this and this and this and this. This is what he did. I had a shver yitzhar and I couldn't be. It wasn't for me. It wasn't for me to be a person who comes to minyan every day. It wasn't for me to be a person who holds, not a sugya in the island, but who goes 2 months into the zman, passes the Hanukkah break, and still is holding into the sugya. It wasn't for me to be the person who takes the sugya to the next level. V'chulei, the list is zanin soif. The shaila is, what is Yosef mechayev you? Yosef is mechayev you, and Yosef, and this is the neuri de gechir. And I'm going to come lost in love, and it's going to be clear. Because the Shmohu is going to be no hiding around anything, and it's going to be very clear. And the Shmohu is going to say, did you maximize your kashrus? Did you push yourself until the end? Did you give it your all? That's what Yosef mechayev. Yes. Mashiach. What does it mean? We asked that Yosef, forget it's a right list. The answer is, this is not Mashiach Yisrael, what I'm saying. Yosef HaTzadik didn't fail the Nisoyim. Yosef HaTzadik pushed himself day in, day out, day in, day out, day in, day out, until he was human. That's a Fartik. He was also Fartik Gevissim, whatever that means. We don't have a Sagar. He was a human in some sense. He was a human. And there was a Gvul. He also had a Gvul. And his Tivius Dig HaKoyches, Yosef said, Adkan. That was the worst Taka Adkan. Although he could have said Adkan, but he could have dived in. He could have said, okay, might as well be given to the Nisoyim. But he didn't. He pushed and 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 he pushed. When he got to the last bull, all of a sudden, the mechitzas come away. Kodesh Baruch Hu's Magala. On Hagel Lamal and Atevis. Like we said, sometimes it comes and the person himself has new koiches. In this case, whatever reason why, Kodesh Baruch Hu made it the way it was happened, the nes happened, would happen through the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu was Marlo the Mustiak Nishalavit. Sometimes it happens, you have Siyat the Shmaya, Shaloi Kader Chatema. Oh, but what Yosef HaTzadik did when a matzav and Nisoyin, and this again, we're talking about the difficulty on this sugi is, and this is the sugi in Yuma. Is that we don't start because it's over before it starts. We say, forget about it. Ain't my last spot. That's what I'm doing. I'm going home. I man, we're saying, and this is not going. It's not going. Yeah? This is not going to work. I can handle it. 5 years in Shaduchim, I can handle this. After 5 years in Shaduchim, you want to be a short term, how much should a person handle? Every single person around me, everyone's married, everyone constantly, I can't. It's cash. Person, the matzav and Nisayin, He gives up. And he's not mematze his koiches. Yosef is mechayiv for a person to be moise nefesh. What does the serious nefesh mean? Talking about now, this is one of the avoidas of Chag of Chanukah, that we have to learn to be moise nefesh on avoidah. What does it mean moise nefesh? The serious nefesh is what we're talking about. You could have a serious nefesh on so many nekudas. Everyone has their things. We could pick parnosa. Parnosa is the most simple thing. How many people? Already we're holding. How many people, they are faced with a situation where they're very clearly born into a matziv, where they have to decide how much are they willing to sacrifice for Torah and Avodah? How much are they willing to put themselves in a matziv of bitochen, which they're not used to. I'm used to having money in the bank. I'm used to being secure. I'm used to being set up. Maybe we'll talk about Hemshech, maybe a little bit about B'tochen. I want to get back to B'tochen talk a little bit. But just L'nyanenu. How many times? And again, one of the hardest parts of the sugya in the Mesiras Nefesh is the Etzem, that a person, he can't visualize his identity continuing to exist in that way. It doesn't start, so it's over before it starts. That's not me. Sometimes it could be true. Here's what you think. It starts in the moment. Oh, but this is the shayla. The shayla is when you might see what you're going to. That's the shayla. Can you push? If you did with Yosef and Tzadik, but this is Yosef and Chaim Yisrael. This is the side of Neis Chanukah. There is a swashless in Avoyah. And the serious nefesh is when you might see all your koiches, when you might see all your koiches, and you push to the gvul, all of a sudden HaKadosh Baruch Hu unveils. All of a sudden comes in a Neis Muhammad, a Neis Pach Shemen, and a lot of times a Neis within Zich. All of a sudden we have a Neis in Zich, it means Snatilcha Neisless Neises. All of a sudden comes out of nowhere. Or not since Fifinka. Never saw such a thing. Adam Agadawa Nokin. A huge Mitzias that was never there. It was unveiled. It was always there. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes away the Mechitzas. Koiches. That never knew existed. All of a sudden come out. So, yeah. Thank you.